Vayter in Shasfir and Shavuos Daf Tesvav. Beginning of on Yudalam Vizbadabam, but page second to last line, the next part of the Mishnah we had mentioned, whether somebody goes into Azara or they go into the Tosefas Azara, and then we go into a whole spiel about how you're able to go into make the Tosefas Azara, that the Chiyuv is going to apply. Right? You're going to be Chayiv going in when you are Tame. Says the Heilige Gemara Midan Emili. Where do we know this? This idea that the additions to a city and to the Hazara, you need all these requirements in order to be able to for that to happen. Right? It's got to be done according to the king and the Navi, and the River Tumim, and the Sanhedrin of 71, and two Todas, and with song. How do we know that? Amar Shim Rechia, the Amar Kala Pasuk says, Kechol Shani Mare Oscha, Ace Tavnis Hamishkan, Ace Tavnis Kol Kalev, and they shall make for me a sanctuary according to all that I, Hashem, am showing you, Moshe, the form of the Mishkan, the form of all of its kelim. Peep, turn the page. Tesvav Manav. V'chein ta'asu, the dars. So you shall do for this generation. Rashi says, Kor Yisera l'midrash l'doros. This is an extra words here to darshan for the doros. V'imei Moshe duhu melech v'navi, v'achiv kohen gadol, v'urim v'tumim v'shivim zakenim. And during those times that you had all these things that were in play. Masiv Rava, Kolakim Shalsa Moshe, Mishichasan Mikadashtan. All the utensils Moshe made for the Mishkan, they would anoint with the Shemen HaMishcha, and that is what brought them to a state of Kedusha. Rashi says, Shemen HaMishcha, Mikadashtan Kedusha Saguf L'Klishar, so the Kaddish is a Nichnas HaSochon, the mechanical things that go into it. Mikan Ve'elech Avodasa Mechanachtan. From now on, we don't have that anymore. It's done through the Avodah is what makes it into Kedusha. Rashi says, Mikan Ve'elech Kli Adoros Lo Nimshechu Ella Haschalas Avodasa Mechanachasan L'Kedusha V'chinuch Loshen Haschala V'chinuch is Loshen of starting. V'amai. Why would that be? The name of Chin Tasu Ladoris, let's say, just like you know the Pasuk says, and so shall you do, which means even in future generations you have to do what's done in the Mishkan. And the only way that it could be done is with the Shemin Mishka. So like, no, Shiny Hasam over there when it talks about the Kalim, it's different. The Amar Kra by Yim Shachim by Yikadishosan. The Pasuk says, the Moshe anointed them and then he sanctified them. Which is saying, Osam be Mishicha, Velo Ladoris Mishicha, only those, and not for all generations. In fact, the Gemara who says, Ema Osam be Mishicha, Ladoris Ob Mishicha, Ob Avoda, maybe we should say that Pasuk says Osam for them means, was done by Mishicha only, but in the future generations it's either by one or by the other. Rashi says, Velo Ba Avoda, Ladoris, right? Ema Osam be Mishicha, Velo Ba Avoda, Ladoris, Iboy be Mishicha, about Mishicha Ibayim Avod, then you have a choice of which way you want to go and you want to do it. Amar Papa, Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Asher Yashar Su Vam Bakodesh. The Pasuk says that this the Kalim with which they serve in the holy. T'halan HaKasuv V'Sheiris. The Pasuk was told it on the Shirut, on the service. Right, Asher Zmit HaKafal Kram B'Lishne Kli. That's how it works. In fact, once it says, then why do I need the word Osam to teach that the future ones are not done by Mashiach? Had it not said that I would have said that it's only the original ones that are done by Mashiach, Lodoris and Mashiach Avodah. In the future, you have to do both. Right, because it also says, and so shall you do, which is saying that in the Doris, the future generations, you should do what's done in the Mishkan. The Pasuk comes to Mayat and says exclusively by saying Osam, just them, Osam and Mashiach, Ladoris Mashiach, them with Mashiach, and not the future generations, but Mashiach. Next part of the Mishnah, Ubishay Todos, right, you have to bring two Todos, Karbonos, that were brought as part of this whole process for that area that's extended to the city. Tana, Shtei Todos, Amru, these two Todos that they said, Belachma v'lo b'vsar. It's talking about with the bread, but not with the flesh. Rashi says, Alechem ha'yunosin shnei lachmi toda. The lechem etu lachmi toda. So what they did is they carried only the bread, one bread from each of them, but they didn't carry the meat when they did the whole shtickle. But not immediately. How do we know that? Where do you know that from? Rashi says, the belachman come. It's talking about with the bread. Amar Rav Chisda, the Makar, the Pasuk says, v'am. V'amida shtei todos gedolos v'saluchos liyamin me'al lechoma. I put the two large toda karbanos and the processions to the right next to the wall. And when the wall of Yerushalayim was rebuilt at the times of the Bayis Sheni, Nehemiah was Makdis the city. He said, I put two large soda offerings next to the wall on the outside and conducted all the processions to the right next to the wall. And it circled the entire city, moved to the right of the person facing inside. Therefore, it went counterclockwise. So as she says that it went on the outer wall, and therefore the wall became all consecrated. Now, my gedolos, when it says I have two todos gedolos, what does that mean when it says that? Ilim, I mean gadol mamish. If you want to say it means from a large animal, name a parim. Then let us just say parim, right? Because the todo can be brought from, so it can be all brought from all different things. Rashi says, "Mimin gadol bebasar kamar karal gedolos to kamar mimin gadol shal bakar velo shal tzon." Even though you're allowed to bring from other things, name a parim. Then let us just say parim. Ela gedolos beminam. What does it mean? It means gedolos in their minam means they were big, the large ones of that particular species, and not the smaller ones within that particular min. Rashi says, "Meosam min shayev shaviu gedolos lo katan." It's not small ones. So a big sheep, not a small sheep. Mika chashivas kamei shmayer, because there's any sort of chashivas to the size. Really, the Gemara says, no, it can't be, because there's some sort of chashivas of the size that they bring in the carbon. V'hot tenan, but we looked at the Mishnah, nemar v'olos behema ishei reich nichoach. It says, by the ola of a behema, it's a ishei reich nichoach. It's a satisfying good for Hashem, loves this. It's a satisfying for him. V'olos ha'of ishei reich nichoach, same thing. Because ishei reich nichoach by milcha, so it says the same lashon. V'lamit, echad amar v'echad amamit, uvad shechavit sliba love v'shemayim. Whether it's a little or it's a lot, as long as you have the right kavunis. It doesn't matter how big it is, how small it is, suffer can't mean that. So therefore, what does it mean? It means, what he's explaining, that when it says large, big, it's describing some part of the Todah rather than the actual carbon. Ela gedola shabbat Torah. It means the large, gedola shabbat Todah, sorry. It means the large part in the Todah, the carbon Todah itself. What's that? Chametz. Right, so how do we know this is one of the large ones? Because we learned in a Mishnah in Midachos, HaTodah HaYisaba min Chametz Sa'in Yerushalmios. The Todah was brought from five Yerushalayim Sa' of flour, Shein Sheish Midbarios, which are six of those of the Midbar size, Shein Shtei Ephos, which are two Epha, Epha Shalosh Sa'in, Epha is three Sa', Esrin Yisaron, or comes out to 20 Yisarons. Asar L'chametz, Asar L'matzah. Of them, the 10 Yisar were for chametz, and 10 of them were for matzah. Uba matzah, shlosha minim. And of the matzah, there's three types. Chalos, rikikin, revucha. Kum tuchos tenarayin. What do we learn from this? That as much flour was used in the chametz loaves as in the matzah ones, right? Since there's only 10 chametz ones, but 30 that are matzah, when you bring a carbon total, you bring 40 loaves. 10 of them are chametz and 30 of them are not, so it's 40 in total. So we see that each one of the chametz one had three times as much flour as an unleavened one, as a matzah one. So therefore, those are the large parts of the total when it says you take the large parts and you do the whole procession. Now, our Mishnah, it's talked about a few different things over here. It described how you do when you're expanding a city and when you're expanding the Azara. And it sounds like, what do? You also bring the Todah for both of them. But the Gemara says it's not true. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Ein HaZara Miskadeshes Ela B'Shiyar Mincha. The bed of the courtyard is only done with the remainders of the Karban Mincha. That is B'Chal Shel Shiyare Mincha. And the Chol Sekuhanim, V'Hai Kiddush. The Nehemiah was Ezra Bekidusha Ir, said by the city of Alazara, shows Sifo Alam, Akifano Sabishir Minachos. So that thing we're discussing until now was that of the actual city, but not of the Azara. So it says, my time, what's the reason? Why would that be? Why would it be that it's only used the Minacho, the leftover, whatever's left over from the Mincha? Ke Yerushalayim. That of the Azara is like that for Yerushalayim. My Yerushalayim, Davar HaNechal Ba Mikadisha, just like with Yerushalayim, it's a thing that's eaten in it that sanctifies it, meaning the mat, the chametz of the Todah, which like all kachem can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, Af Azara Davar HaNechal Ba Mikadisha. So to the Azara also, something that's eaten in it is it has to be a thing that's eaten in it that's going to be makdish it, meaning the leftover of the mincha, which can be eaten by kohanim only in the azara. Yeah, delicious. Frankly, Gemara, what are you talking about? You want to tell me that the toda loaves are not about to be eaten in the azara? Right, we know you're allowed to eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim, but kohanim are certainly allowed to eat it in the chatzer, in the azara, if they want to do such a thing. Rashi says, imratzu kohanim lechol b'kachem mima'akevle, will we hold them back? Mima'akev, would it be ma'akev aleim to do such a thing? Ela Yerushalayim, what does it mean that the law of the azara is like the Yerushalayim? My Yerushalayim davar necha ba v'yotzi b'menu nifsal, just like Yerushalayim that is kadosh by a thing that's eaten in it, and which if it goes out of it, it becomes pusel, right? A toda can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim, but is going to be puzzled by taking it out of the city. Therefore, Yerushalayim is sanctified with loaves of the carbon toda. So too, the courtyard also is sanctified by something that's eaten in it, which if it goes out, it's going to be puzzled. A mincha can be eaten by the kohanim only in the azara, and is going to be no good even if you take it out of there. So therefore, the azara is sanctified by the loaves of the remainder of the mincha. For Gemara, imala halan chametz, afkan chametz. If that's true, we should say that just like over there by Yerushalayim, the loaves that are used are chametz. Afkan sotir in the case of azara also has to be chametz. We know the mincha is not like that. So I'm for the Gemara. Tizbra, does that make sense? Minchas chametz mika. Is there a thing of a minchas chametz? Right, we don't have such a thing. Beep, turn the page. That's for the maze. Chitim with the machmitz of the shirayim mekadosh b'hu. And if you want to say that maybe you could be machmitz what's left over of the mincha, you can make it into chametz and then sanctify the azara with it. Can't be. Vaksev lo seif chametz chelkam. It may not be baked leavened. Their chelik. From Reish Lakish, it says, I feel chelkam lo seif chametz. Even the kohanim's share are not able to become chametz. Therefore, it's impossible of any part of a mincha that it's going to become chametz. Alam alo. So the Gemara says, hold on, why not? After the Mekadosh Bistei Alechem Batzeres, right, it's possible to sanctify the Azara with the two loaves of Shavuos. And since those are chametz, we could use them also to sanctify the Azara as well. Right, the Shtei Alechem are brought on Shavuos with some good old lamb. And they're not burnt on the Mizbech, but they're waved with the lamb, and then they're eaten by the Kohanim after they were brought. So by waiting until Shavuos, it's possible to sanctify the addition of the courtyard with the chametz here. Even though these things are not put on the Mizbech, they're considered as a mincha chadasha. So these things are only eaten within the Azara. It could be fit to sanctify an addition of the courtyard. Everything where should the love share? Nah, it's not possible. It's not practically possible to sanctify the courtyard with these Shtei Lechem Shavuos because Hechin Evid. How you want to do it? Nivniye Me'esmo V'nikatshe Me'esmo. If you want to say we should build it, the new part of the Azara, on the day before Shavuos, and then sanctify it with the two loaves on the day before Shavuos. How could that be? Shtei Lechem B'shchitas Kvasim U'dekatshe. They become kadosh when you shecht for the lambs, which is on Shavuos. Therefore, right, carrying the unsanctified loaves around the area, it wouldn't be makdish it. So will be another case. What do you want to say? Nivni b'asmanitzayidna. You want to say that we should build it on the day before Shavuos and only sanctify it on Shavuos with those two loaves? Can't be, because ba'inan kiddush b'shasa binyan. You have to be makdish it at the time that it's actually built. It's got to come together. Right, because the pasuk says, "B'yom kalos Moshe l'hakim es haMishkan v'yikadosh es on the day that he finished it." He was makdish it. Or how about this one? Maybe you want to say, "Nivnei b'yom tov v'nikadosh b'yom tov." Want to say, "Build on yontov makdish it." Ein binyan mikdash doche yom tov. Binyan mikdash is not doche yontov. Rashi says, "Kedamina b'yavam es perakama yochi he binyan b'samikdash doche Shabbos tamad lo me'es Shabbos osay tishmoru u'mikdash haytiro ani Hashem kul chem chayev mechvodi atem v'mikdash chayev mechvodi shizarti al Shabbos v'yom tov v'na Yami Shabbos Sikru. And Yom Tov are also called Shabbos. If you can't do it Shabbos, can't do it Yom Tov either. And so what do you want to say to do? Nishbekeil Abasarachi, if you want to say that we should leave over the two loaves until afterwards, until the day after Shavuos, and then we'll go and we'll build it and we'll sanctify it. Can't be, because if it's a little bit lina, they're going to be puzzled with lina by leaving it over. Okay, number five, over here, Nivne Me'amali Yoma, if you want to say maybe we should build it the day before Yom Tov, we should be put to leave over a little bit that we don't finish, the Kaddish Yom Al-Altar, so that as it gets dark at the end of Yom Tov, we can immediately finish the addition and be makdish it. That night, and the Shtei Lechem is not going to become possible anymore because you need to leave it over. Ain binyan beis hamikdash b'layla. Nope, because you can't build the beis hamikdash at night. Amar Abayim, minayin shein binyan beis b'layla. Having a beis, you can't build the beis hamikdash at night. Shein amar v'yom hakim is mishnah the day. But yom mikimi b'layla ain mikimo, but b'layla ain mikimo. In the night, you're not allowed to be making it. Hilkach lo shadif, it's not possible. The sanctuary with the additional part of the zera with these breads, it's not possible. Therefore, it's done with chametz. When you're talking about the Azara. In the next part of the Mishnah, it says, Ubishir, that they did it with Shir. Now, what was that? Tanu Rabbanan, Shir Shel Toda. They said the Shir Shel Toda, Rashi says, I remember Sham Bikinoru, so my Shir Shel Toda, Mizmor Lesoda. Bikinoru, so involved in Uvitzel Salim. They did it with all these types of instruments, and I'll call Pina at every corner. I'll call Evan Gadol Yerushalayim, and every great stone in Yerushalayim. V'omer Arubim Hashem Ki Dilisani. Rashi says, "Whom is Mashiach like us? Abayi still David, Lakach Omer." So therefore, it says the entire thing. Sheshal Pigayim. Rashi says, "Yoshev Misesa Elyon," because Moshe said it at the Akomas Hamishkan. He says, "V'hino Hashem Malenu Masir Dekoraneu Masir Dekoraneu." So he says, "V'shir Shal Pigayim V'yishom Shir Shal Negayim." Mandam in the Garden Lona calls it that of Negayim, of plagues, Vichsiv, Venegalikra Baalecha, because the Pasuk says there's not going to be a plague in your tent. Mandam are Pigayim, this is Yipol Mitzidcha Elof. It says 1,000 will fall away from your side. Yipol Mitzidcha Mimrava Mimnecha. There's going to be 10,000 from your right. The Omer Yoshev Iselsio, Mitzoshel Aisil Nan, Ad Kiato Hashem Machzi Elin Santa Baalecha. You say Yoshev Iselsio until these particular words. The Choser veOmer, then you go back and you say, Mizmor leDavid beBarchu mipnei Avshalom v'no Hashem ma Rabu Tzarai. The David Melech, when he ran from Avshalom his son, Hashem, how numerous are my tormentors? Ad laHashem Yeshua alam chabech hasachasela, until those words to the end of the Tehillim. Now, Rabbi Yishuv and Levi Omer luhu lahani koi v'gane. Rabbi Yishuv and Levi would say these psukim, and then he would go to sleep. Before he would go to bed, he would say these things that have to do with these harmful spirits. Hechi avin achi, how do you do this? Honor of Yeshua ben Levi, also l'srapas b'divri Torah. It's also for a person to heal oneself with divri Torah. So I can say to protect himself from this stuff in the night. L'hagin shayni, says no. It's also to heal oneself, but to protect oneself, that's different. You're allowed to go and do that. V'ala kiyamer aser de'ika maka. According to that, when he said that it's also to heal oneself, in the words of Torah, it means it is already that there's a wound over there. Ida ikamaka, but if there, Ida ikamaka, if there is a wound there, do you want to tell me that aser vesulo, it's just aser and that's it, and nothing more than that? It's much more than that. It says Rashi, the ikamaka v'lochi shalem, mikro shaltor l'srapos, makshina v'leka v'ikamaka aser hu dekamer bar Yeshua ben Levi vesulo, that's it. Vatanan, we learned in a Hilga Mishnah, Halochesh, where do we see this Mishnah? Sanhedrin, Tavtzadi, Halochesh alamaka, ein lo chelik alamaba. Someone who says the chishas on the maka, he doesn't have a chelik alamaba, right? She says, Halochesh alamaka, v'omer, kol amachal ashesam to Mitzrayim, lo sem alacha, kini, ashem afecha, right? Someone says that, ein lo chelik alamaba. Ha'etamar alav, Gemara says, nah, Rabbi Yochanan, v'rokeik shani, they taught that the Mishnah in the case of someone who spits over that, that's different. Because it's not mutter to say Shem Hashem over spit. That's really disrespectful to say Hashem's name while spitting and all that jazz. That's a bit of a problem. So it comes out that when you're saying these psukim for health, that it's mutter for a healthy person to say them and to protect about something that could happen. It's also for a person who's already sick to say them as a lachisha, as an incantation. And the sin of saying them over spit is so bad that somebody does that in luchelik. He loses his portion in the world to come. Says the next part of the Mishnah, Bezin Malchim Shtei Todos Acharim, the Bezin marches and the loaves of the two Todos behind them. Says the Gemara, Lamer, the Bezin Kamei Todazli. It's not like the Bezin goes in front of the high court, it's going in front of the Toda. Vaksiv, we know the Pesukim in Nehemiah when they were Makdash Yushalayim. It says, Vayelich Acharim, Oshaya Vachatzi Sari Yehuda. It says that they had the two large loaves and the whole procession, and Hoshaya and half of the chatzis of the officers of Yehuda walked after them. It seems they walked after the carbon toda. So remember, Hachiyamar Bezin Malchin, they walk. Rishtei Todos Malchus of Bezin Acharei. So the Bezin marches, the high court marches, the Kohanim carry the two toda. They march, and then the high court is behind them. Kitzim Malchus. So how do they, the toda breads, march? Or how do you place it? One says that they're carried one next to the other. The loaves are carried by two Kohanim. They're walking one next to the other, says Rashi. No, it's one behind the other. It's one in front of the other. The one who says that it's one next to the other. Hapnimis hach the mikrova lachoma. The inner loaf is the one that's closest to the wall, right? Between the people and the wall. Mad the Amar Zu Acher Zu, according to what it says, that it's one behind the other, Hapanim is Hach, the Mikrofon of Bezdin. The inner loaf is the one that's closest to Bezdin. Like we said, that the Sanhedrin marched behind the two of them, since the two ones are carried one behind the other, the second loaf was closer to the Sanhedrin. It's called the inner loaf because it's not leading, but rather it's inside between the other loaf and the members of the court. We learned in our Mishnah. Hapanimis, the inner one, Nechelos v'chelos v'chitzon is terefes, but the outer one is burnt. Bisham l'manda amar zu acher zu, according to what it says, it's one behind the other. Amtulach hapanimis nechelos. That's why the inner one gets eaten. Shum da'asi chitzon ha'kamei v'katshalim, because the outer one came before it and it sanctified this new area as it walked through. This is Rashi v'kitchala. Rishona kitcha is hamakom. If you say this one next to the other, both of them are mekadeshet. So why should the inner one be eaten any more than the outer one? What's the why would you make any distinction between them if entry into the area undergoing kedusha is a reason to passel? Then both of them should be burnt. If not, then both should be eaten. Notice is one behind the other. Does one of them be mekadeshet? You need two loaves. Ha kol shelo nasis bechol elu tonight. It says anything that doesn't have all of this is what it says. It's not going to work. Since the Mishnah says you need two todas, we say that one alone is not going to be makdash. V'afilu madamer ba'achas mikol elu, even according to the one who says below, like we're going to see later on. We didn't see it yet on Daf Tazayin. That says any of these things, Hani Tarvayu Chada Mitzvi, both of these are part of a single mitzvah. Even according to that opinion, both of them are needed. For the two together, it's considered one chiyah. For according to the other opinion, any one of the requirements listed by the Mishnah is enough to sanctify the new part. So either the king or the Navi or the Kohen Gadol or the Sanhedrin or the two loaves, but when it comes to the loaves, they're still considered like they are one thing, even though there's two of them. So that's where you say that afilu madam rebachas mekolelu, we only need one of those things. Hanitari chadamitzi is considered only one. Elam Rav Yochan explains, keep turn the page. Tezanim alf, api navi necheles, api navi nisrefes. By the command of a navi, one of them is eaten, and by the command of a navi, the other is burnt. Rashi explains, api navi, trying to figure out why this one's burnt, why that one's burnt. No, it was done through Ruach HaKodesh, and there's no time to explain it. And that's what we accept it, and we move forward. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.